There are many presidents who have died in different countries in the world, and if it's an assassination, how many times has there been an inquiry by the government into the death of a former president? Can you think of any case in Africa?
And so does your family believe that this inquiry should not take place?
This inquiry is nonsensical, and as a head of the family, I believe it's useless. It's a waste of time, and there's no need for it.
The president said that what the government just is trying to do is to find out, you know, what really happened, and not to say whether the former president was killed by somebody. They just want to find out, is there anything that the government could have done to avoid his death? Did he receive enough first aid? Why were there three different signs of date of death? Don't you think those are important questions to ask?
No, I don't. Let them find out from the doctor what happened to the president and what happened when he was taken to the hospital. The doctor can give the attending physician, can give them all that information. They do not need a commission of inquiry to do that.
Well, why do you think
that? None of us was there, and none of the people being interviewed were at the scene of the death of the president. The best person they can speak to is the attending physician at the state house and the physicians at the hospital.
Professor, why do you think then the government is insisting on carrying out this investigation?
Well, you ask them why. Why do they insist on this? Find out from them. What's the motive? What are they trying to prove or establish? Ask them.
Do you believe that the government has some ulterior motive here?
What I believe doesn't matter, but ask them why they are so anxious to have a commission of inquiry. Ask them.
I did ask the Minister of Information. He said that the president was not just a family member. You are looking at it from the family perspective. They are looking at it from the Malawi state perspective, Malawi nation perspective.
Yes, indeed. He was a head of state, but he was also a member of the family. And the family is satisfied that the president had a cardiac arrest and he died according to what the doctors are telling us. The family is satisfied. And if the family is satisfied, why is the government still interested in pursuing this? You ask the Minister of Information why they are so insistent on having this inquiry. What's their motive? What are they trying to establish?
I do. Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you so much, and you have a good day.